Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's dairy. It's an exciting time, and we're going to get our own house in order, and hopefully all things will be going well.
Yeah, really settled into the full back position this spring in the National League. You know, it's a learning process, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. You know, you're learning every day you go out, and you're learning every day in training. You know, you have the likes of Neil McGee there to learn from. He's a really, really experienced player, one of the best to ever do it. So, learning off him every day.
And you're keeping him out of the short at the moment, so that's very generous of him.
Ah, look, everyone that's there is chomping at the bit. We have a clean bill of health at the minute, and Neil, more than anyone, is ready to get back at it if need be.
Yeah, and obviously the best, most recent barometer of you and Derry meeting is that championship last year, Wonder Point with Patrick McBearty. It was pretty scary, wasn't it?
Look, I think that's going to be the way it is. You know, I always said it, I think Ulster's the toughest province to come out of. The teams you're facing, you have the Armaghs, the Moderns, the Tyrones. Every team is going to put up a battle, and if it takes a Wonder Point from Paddy, it takes a Wonder Point, but every game is going to be extremely tough.
You take it again next Sunday week?
Absolutely, if I'll take it if it happens.
Yeah, you're up against Derry, obviously the general feeling is that they're much improved, and you're probably against the deadliest line in the team. Obviously Shane McGuigan is full forward, but they've got a lot of danger around them. I think the full forward line in total scored 112 out of 118 against Tyrone.
Yeah, like you say, you know, Derry are there on merit. They're performing really well. They're in extremely good shape, and they all know their game plan. Like you say, their full forward line's potent. It's Benny Heron scored 2 goals the last day. Now Lachlan's chipping in with a few points. Shane McGuigan's there, and they're all extremely dangerous when given the ball.
Yeah, so obviously, it's not always down to the full back line. Obviously, the players out the field have to make sure that the supply is limited, and then when it does come, it's not of the best quality.
Yeah, look, we'll take any help we can get in that sense, but we'll always try our best, you know, to cut them out and stop the scoring as much as possible.
Two games so far, Cavan, I suppose, ran you closest and put it up to you, didn't they?
Yeah, look, we knew Cavan was going to be an extremely tough game. They're a great championship team, you know, they bring that intensity, they bring that pressure. They know what they're doing, they're big physical men, and we're just happy enough to come out on the right side of it.
Yeah, have you watched Derry this year in those two games in the Championship?
I watched one of them, alright, yeah.
Which one was that?
The Tyrone game. I was at the Tyrone game, so you know it was good to get an insight into them, and like I say, they're performing really well, and they're bringing that edge and intensity.
And Declan hadn't been showing you any tapes of the Monaghan game yet, has
he? No, not yet. No, look, like I say, we're getting our own house in order yet at the minute, but maybe down the line.
Yeah. How much preparation mentally do you have to put into a game nowadays, Dona?
I look, at every player is different, you know. Every player has their own scenario and their own likelihood.
But how do you in terms of, do you mentally rehearse the game, or, you know, this scenario, that scenario?
Yeah, look, I'll watch a few videos, and, you know, of a couple of players that I could be coming up against if I'm fortunate enough to be in that position. And other than that, it's just sleep and recovery and doing the best I can in training, getting the intensity up.
Yeah, and of course you have your old sidekick being beside you now, Steve McMenamin, showed up well against Cavan the last day.
Yeah, he's extremely good against Cavan. You know, we had a big task in Screw McKernan and done it extremely well, and I'm more than happy to have him beside me.
Yeah, because you go back since your underage days, don't you?
The underage days, yeah, myself and Stevie would have been in there or thereabouts, so it's always good to have him.
I know you're a St. Olds club man now, but also Dad's a proud Ardrahan man, though. I know he's converted probably to the green and white at this stage, but obviously a big occasion as well for the family and for everybody to have a man from the house playing in an Ulster final.
Yeah, look, it's an extremely proud day for myself anyway, and for my family. You know, any day that you go out and represent Donegal is a good day, and it's just the fact that we're in an Ulster final this time, so it's an extremely proud day for myself and my family.
Yeah, is there a sense that in the camp that Tyrone, that, you know, you're well worn now about Derry, you know, the blue Tyrone apart in the first half, the blue Monaghan apart in the first half, so you're going to have to keep it tight in the first half because you don't want to let them build up a lead like they did in those games?
Yeah, like I say, look, I watched the Tyrone game and they were performing really well. Their intensity is something that's going to have to be matched and prepared for. And that's down to the management now to predict that and see what they think is going to work best to prevail it.
Yeah, so what's the plan between now and Sunday week?
Loads of sleep and very little else now. Training and do a wee bit.
Yeah, long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach and lying about doing nothing.
Yeah. Have you finished college?
I am, yeah. I'm in O'Reilly's now, so Marty's looking after me in there.
Oh, brilliant. So, working away for the summer, getting tips, and probably get a few days off next week, will you?
I'll try my best, get a few days off next week, all going well.
Obviously, a lot of hurt, as we said, from 2020 as well. So, anxious to get that Ulster title.
Yeah, look, it's the main goal to get the hands back in the Ulster title. I don't think anyone needs any extra motivation to get back in the top or the top table. So, look, we're going to just go out and stick to our game plan and see where it takes us. Hopefully, on the right side.
And how has preparations gone in the last couple of weeks?
Good. Look, everyone's, like I said earlier, we have a clean bill of health for the first time in a long time. Everyone's chomping at the bit, you know, everyone's training really well, trying to get into that first 15, that first 20 or the first 26. So it's going to be really tough.